Equivalent Widths of Lyman Dollar Alpha Dollar Emitters in Muse Wide and Muse Deep, by J. Carrot et al. The aim of this study is to better understand the connection between the Lyman Alpha Rest Frame Equivalent Width, EW0, and spectral properties as well as ultraviolet, UV, continuum morphology by obtaining reliable EW0 histograms for a statistical sample of galaxies and by assessing the fraction of objects with large equivalent widths. We used integral field spectroscopy from MUSE combined with broadband data from the Hubble Space Telescope, HST, to measure EW0. We analyzed the emission lines of 1920 Lyman alpha emitters, LAEs, detected in the full MUSE wide, 1-hour exposure time, and MUSE deep, 10-hour exposure time, surveys and found UV continuum counterparts in archival HST data. We fitted the UV continuum photometric imagers using the Gulfit software to gain morphological information on the rest UV emission and fitted the spectra obtained from MUSE to determine the double peak fraction, asymmetry, full width at half maximum, and flux of the Lyman alpha line. The two surveys show different histograms of Lyman alpha O0. In MUSE wide, 20% of objects have EW0 greater than 240A. While this fraction is only 11% in MUSE deep and approximately equals 16% for the full sample. This includes objects without HST continuum counterparts, one-third of our sample, for which we give lower limits for EW0. The object with the highest securely measured EW0 has EW0 equals 589 plus or minus 193A, the highest lower limit being EW0 equals 4464A. We investigate the connection between EW0 and Lyman alpha spectral or UV continuum morphological properties. The survey depth has to be taken into account when studying EW0 distributions. We find that in general, high EW0 objects can have a wide range of spectral and UV morphological properties, which might reflect that the underlying causes for high EW0 values are equally varied. Abridged. This was Equivalent Widths of Lyman Dollar Alpha Dollar Emitters in MUSE Wide and MUSE Deep by J. Carrot et al.